Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Oh, green is good for you? Well, we're not going to talk about spinach and all that kind of green stuff to eat. And I guess we're going to talk a little bit about environment, but specifically about plants. Some of you I know have lots of plants in your house, and good for you because they really do make your house healthier for you. And others of you say, oh, I couldn't have a plant because anytime I get a plant, I just kill it. In fact, I remember one time standing with somebody looking at a whole row of ferns, and they were beautiful, and she said, I'm just standing here deciding which one to take home and kill. So some people just think they don't have green thumbs, but there are plants that are really easy not to kill. They are pretty persistent. They may not always look beautiful, but they will pretty much live through everything. So why is it important to have plants? You know, you might say, oh, they're too much work, I don't have space for them, on and on. Well, here's somebody who's put together 15 reasons why plants are good for you, and many of them do have some research to back that up. But let's start at the top. This is the season for colds, correct? Well, indoor plants have been shown to reduce cold-related illnesses by more than 30%. And it's probably several reasons. One is they do raise the humidity level in your house. And in the wintertime, we really need to have a little more humidity. Most of us have homes that are too dry. A second is they can help decrease dust. And all of us, pretty much all of us, have dust coming into our homes from somewhere. And third, and this we'll talk more about, is that it does help clean out the air. In fact, that is the second reason. Plants can remove airborne contaminants. We breathe the same air again and again, and potentially inhaling harmful substances that are trapped inside. The indoor plants can help remove some of those pollutants. And that might help relieve the cause of some headaches even. There was a study done by NASA, our space program. One of the basic studies they did found that common houseplants could improve air quality. In fact, they reported that houseplants were able to remove up to 87% of air toxins in 24 hours. In other words, they just keep on working. It doesn't stop. The recommendation, now this might be a little harder to do for some people, but you know, you can't, one teeny little plant isn't going to do that. They recommend 15 to 18 good-sized house plants. Well, like I say, some of us may not have space for that, but several will help. Everything can help. Okay, third reason, and we've sort of mentioned this, plants can stop your headaches or certainly help that. Filling your home with plants can decrease or eliminate headaches, and much of this is due to adding that humidity and also because of those other air pollutants. And there are so many things in our homes that do add pollutants to our air. Ever get a new carpet? And for the first few days, the air is really difficult to breathe on some of them. Well, that's just one of the pollutants that in our homes, and we bring other things in on a, you know, all the time who do add some pollutants to our home. Number four, plants can make you happy. Yep, houseplants can contribute to a feeling of well-being, making you calmer and more optimistic. Studies have shown that patients who face a garden view in their hospital rooms often recover more quickly than those facing a wall. Plants can improve your mental health. Caring for a living thing can help when you're depressed and lonely, giving you a purpose in life. Hey, yeah, I better go water that plant, or hey, I better pull off those dead leaves, whatever. And, you know, it doesn't say this here, but when talking about helping give life a purpose and learning responsibility, a plant, a kid can enjoy a plant of almost any kind, and helps children know that they need to take some of that responsibility. Number six, plants can decrease your blood pressure. People with plants in their homes have less stress, and plants have been known to contribute to lower blood pressure. Well, some of you are saying, oh yeah, they create more stress in my household because I kill them. Well, again, research shows that plants can help decrease stress. Number seven, plants can reduce carbon dioxide. During photosynthesis, plants draw carbon dioxide from the air, and removing this substance can help prevent drowsiness from the elevated levels of carbon dioxide. Plants can offer treatment. Some indoor plants, like aloe, can be applied to skin and offer pain relief. And aloe is one of those plants that's pretty difficult to kill. And you can put it outside in the summertime and bring it in during the winter, and it just keeps on growing. The one I have also gets chewed on by my cats. Hey, no problem with that either. Number nine, plants can prevent allergies. Exposing children to allergens such as plants early in life can help them build a tolerance and immunity to the allergen. It works like a custom allergy shot, but naturally. Plants can negate cigarette smoke. If you're a smoker or you live with one, a plant can help you remove the airborne chemicals from cigarettes. In particular, the peace lily is a good choice for the health benefit. Some plants do this job of clearing the air better than others, and I've got a little list here for you in a minute. 11. Plants can make your brain work better. Potted plants and flowers can improve your idea generation, mood, and more. And even major corporations and work environments are finding that this is true when they add more plants to where their employees are. They find that, yep, company administrators said they noticed enhanced creativity and increased productivity in employees where they had integrated plants into their office and workspace. And number 12, plants provide clean air. We've mentioned this in several ways. They do filter chemicals, and they put out clean air. So they're doing that better quality in two ways. Plants may clear congestion. Eucalyptus, in particular, can help clear phlegm and congestion from your system. In fact, eucalyptus is often found in congestion remedies. Plants are natural humidifiers. Instead of buying a humidifier machine to get the air a little more humidified, just bring in a plant or two. Lots cheaper, I think, in the long run, too, and actually not as much care as the humidifier. 15. Plants can improve your sleep. Have trouble sleeping? Well, several plants in your bedroom may help just, again, clarify the air, but Gerbera daisies give off oxygen at night, so filling a vase in your bedroom with these flowers could improve your night's rest. 15 reasons why plants, that green stuff, could be very useful in your home. Now, what kind of plants? As we've said, some people just, you know, say, like, can't grow anything. Well, some of the plants that help purify the air, and several of them really easy to grow. Ferns. Yeah, I have a fern, and sometimes I kind of forget that it needs to be watered. It gets a little brown. Hey, you just cut it off. It doesn't die. You just cut it off, and it starts all over again. The spider plant, that one that puts out little plants over the edge, and you forget to water it a little bit, well, those little plants die off. You just cut them off and it'll just keep on producing. Every once in a while you have to give it some water. Probably a weekly watering is good. Peace lilies, palms, the dragon tree, and that's one you see in a lot of people's homes. It has spiky leaves on it. Ivy and philodendron. A philodendron is that plant that, you know, just kind of creeps all over. And again, if it gets yellow leaves on it, you forget to water it. It won't die unless it's a long, long time you forget to water it. It may not look real pretty. But there is a negative thing to the philodendron. It can be poisonous to children. Not many indoor plants are poisonous to animals and children, but a few are. And so you may want to check on that if you're going to add a plant. So just plan to add a little green stuff if you're home. If you don't already have them, they need some bright light, but don't need to be in direct sunshine. They don't like drafts, and they do need watering once in a while. If you have a big plant and you need to wash it, stick it in the shower. It enjoys that. Otherwise, a little misting will help it. Not a lot of work for all of the benefits we can get from having some plants in our work area and in our homes. So, until next time, Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. Remember, plants help us do that. It is a preview of life's coming attractions.